Good morning. We're starting Chayodim Klal Samach Dalet, which is the halachos of Tfilas Haderech. So the Chayodim says, "Yotze l'derech lachar sheyotze kar mi'ibura shel ir tahanu ayin amo lachar shekolu kol habatim nispal Tfilas Haderech." So there's a machlokes b'sharanim when is appropriate time to say Tfilas Haderech. One shita, which in general we do not paskin like, is a person says Tfilas Haderech before he leaves, but most Rishonim learn that that person is only can say Tfilas Haderech once he's actually started on his trip. So what's considered Tfilas Haderech? What point has the trip started? As long as you're in the city, that's not called you're in the Derech yet. The person leaves the city and he's immediately adjacent to the city, also not. So Chazal say that the distance of 70 amas beyond the end of the city, the end of the houses, that's already, you're on the road. 70 amas would be 140 feet. Now, Ibur Sheila here is tricky when you have multiple cities near each other. So if as soon as you leave one, you're into the other one. We look at it as one long city for this purpose. And this is the challenge that you have nowadays, that people start traveling. And the kolokolabatim doesn't really exist in our reality. Or very rarely. Once upon a time, people were not out living out in the high roads. They had their villages where they lived together, and then there was miles and miles of forests, fields, etc. Nowadays, people live on the East Coast, so you travel, and there's always something nearby. But when the point has reached where there is a gap, a real significant gap between the houses, you're in the farm area, etc. Definitely, you have left the yishuv, and you're traveling. There are some places which go with the measure of ayin amos nowadays. So a common scenario where that would play is a person goes over a bridge. So the width of the bridge is the river beneath is such that you've passed over a gap of ayin amos without a question. So it's another way to calculate it. So once a person has left, a person should say Tfilas Haderech. A person should say Tfilas Haderech, preferably as soon as possible, towards the beginning of the journey. So in this scenario, he's left the Bura Shalir, 70 Amas, and he should say Tfilas Haderech at that point. If a person did not say Tfilas Haderech at that point, he still can say it further along the way, as long as he has at least a significant part of the journey left. How long is that? So that's known as a parsa. A parsa is four meal. So if you have more than a parsa left to go on the trip, so a person could still say Tfilas Haderech, but a person should not wait to that point in time. A person should say it much earlier on in the trip. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds, let's say a person did not wait till he left that point of the city, and he said it earlier. So since, according to some Rishonim, he was Yotze Tfilas Haderech by saying it in the city, he would not go back and say it again. He then points out there's one exception to this rule, and that's in a case where a person is traveling and his trip is taking multiple days, and he stops overnight, at a hotel. A person is traveling, driving long distances, stops overnight at some type of a hotel or even in a city. So even though he's in the city, but since he's planning to continue his journey and this city wasn't his goal, his final destination, so he can say Tfilas Haderech in the morning, even before he leaves, even not being machzik b'derech, because be'atzim he is muchzik b'derech, he's on his way. So in that situation, he could say it in shul on that morning. Where should he say it? So the Maram says he should say it after we say the Gemel Chasidim Tovim Lamo Yisrael, during brachas in the morning, brachas hashachar. So we say the 14 brachas hashachar. Then we say the bracha of Hamav Rishenu Meinoi, which we end off with Gemel Chasidim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. And then at that point, a person should say the Hiratzot, because it's an appropriate place to the Bresham is taking gives Chasidim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Bresham, please let this trip be a safe trip. Okay, the the Chayyim continues and he says that the Nusach should be said, Birmar Kabbal Lashon Rabbim, Shetel Lechen Lashalom Chedema, he should say Lashon Rabbim. So since there are other people traveling, he should be davening for them as well, not just for himself. In general, tefillah is appropriate to be, tefillah should be said in Lashon Rabbim. The person should be curling himself together with the needs of the tzibur, there's a better chance he's going to be answered. But he ever said it in Lashon Yachid, he'd be Yotze. Now he says, the phrase was, Neini l'cheinu l'chesed, remember Lashon Yachid, so that is brought down by the in the Magen Avraham already, that phrase should be said in Lashon Yachid. Masayim Baruch Atah Hashem, Shema Tefillah. That the person ends off with a Baruch Shema Tefillah. That's our stat. There are different nuschos exactly how it's supposed to be said, but generally they cover multiple points. One point, in the case a person will be traveling and coming back on the same day, he should add in he should also say, and I should, we should come back safely as well. So the tefillah should be for going there and for going back as well. Have a good day.